The ABCs of Idaho, written by Annie Fasilla, read by Adrian Vitullo. Albertsons Stadium. Albertsons Stadium is located at Boise State University and is known for its blue turf. The stadium is home to the BSU football team, who most famously won the 2007 Fiesta Bowl. Boise, the capital of Idaho. Boise is home to 214,000 people and was founded in 1863. It has many things to offer, including beautiful mountain views, wonderful biking and skiing trails, and a growing cityscape. Craters of the Moon. Craters of the Moon is a national park and monument located on the Snake River Plain in Idaho. The craters formed from vast lava flows from over 2,000 years ago. Design. Idaho is the only state in the entire union that has a state seal designed by a woman. Her name was Emma Edwards Green. She's an American painter and designer, and our state was lucky enough to get her artistry on our flag. The Egyptian Theater. This theater is considered historical and has been open since 1927. It is located in the heart of downtown Boise and has showcased national touring acts and theater productions. Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial. The Anne Frank Memorial is almost an acre of educational park that honors Frank's faith in humanity. It includes a quote wall, a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a beautiful statue of Anne, and more. Gem State. Idaho is called a gem state because almost every known gemstone has been found here. In addition, Idaho is home to the largest diamond ever found. It is also said that it is called the Gem State because its scenic views and beautiful lands make it such a gem to visit. Hell's Canyon. Hell's Canyon is the deepest river gorge in all of America. It is even bigger than the Grand Canyon. At 10 miles wide, Hell's Canyon was carved by the Snake River and possesses beautiful views. Idaho Botanical Gardens. The botanical gardens are 50 acres of specialty gardens filled with beautiful flowers, trees, plants, and even animals such as fish and local wildlife. Up until 1973, it served as a penitentiary's nursery and farm. Julia Davis Park. This park was created in 1907 and is a municipal park in Boise. Along the Boise River, the park is open from sunrise to sundown every day and offers acres of greenery for everyone to enjoy. Ketchum. Ketchum is important to Idaho for many reasons. Firstly, it is home to the first alpine chairlift in the state. It attracted tourists from all around the world, and the Sun Valley Resort has seen everyone from Marilyn Monroe to a few presidents. Lakes. Lakes are a very important part of Idaho's landscape. Idaho is home to many beautiful lakes that provide habitats for many different kinds of fish. They also provide many opportunities for recreation, such as boating, fishing, and swimming. Mountain bluebird. Idaho's bird is the mountain bluebird. Normally powder blue, these birds are medium-sized and liked to eat insects. Nez Perce National Park. This park was established in 1965 and serves the purpose of educating the public about the Nez Perce history and culture. This park is a fantastic way to learn more about Native American life firsthand. Old Idaho State Penitentiary. Open in 1872 to some of the Pacific Northwest's worst criminals, the prison functioned for 101 years. The site of 4.5 acres and was built in close proximity to what are now the botanical gardens. This allowed the old pen to use the nearby sandstone to build the structure. Potato Museum. How could I write a book about Idaho and not mention potatoes? Located in Blackfoot, Idaho, the museum showcases famous Idaho potatoes. Everything from the history of the famous potatoes to where these taters end up can be found in the museum. Redfish Lake. Redfish Lake is a 16-acre protected property sitting on a 5-mile-long glacial lake. Built in 1929, this beautiful site has an original lodge, docks, campsite, and of course the wide-open lake perfect for boating and tubing. Have you ever been to a lake? What was your favorite activity? Snake River. At 1,078 miles long, the Snake River is one of the largest rivers in the PNW. Most think the river gets its name from its winding snake-like path, but it really came from a miscommunication between the Shoshone people and the European settlers. Communicating through sign language, the Europeans misinterpreted the fish symbol for snake and therefore named it the Snake River. Teton Valley. Teton Valley is an expansive, beautiful valley on the quiet side of the mountains, which means the west. It showcases the gorgeous views of the striking Tetons and offers river rafting, hiking, and biking trails. University of Idaho. The University of Idaho is Idaho's oldest university and by far the best. Located on the beautiful Palouse in a small town called Moscow, this university has been offering top-notch education at an affordable price for 127 years. Vandals. Vandals are the fantastic students that make up the wonderful university on the previous page. Our mascot, Joe Vandal, has been with us since the beginning and has inspired us to proclaim ourselves Vandals. World Center for Birds of Prey. The Birds of Prey Center all started as an initiative in 1970 to preserve endangered raptors. A product and headquarters of the Peregrine Fund, this international nonprofit organization is now home to over 100 species of birds. Wow! X marks the spot, or in this case, the Palouse, lentil capital of the world and home to the beautiful green rolling hills of Moscow, Idaho, Pullman, Washington, and more. Students of the University of Idaho are lucky to call this place home along with the rest of Moscow's wonderful residents. Yellowstone Bear World. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! Yellowstone Bear World offers drive-through tours, public feeding times, and even a petting zoo. This attraction is set in Yellowstone National Park and offers once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Zoo Boise. Zoo Boise is located in Julia Davis Park in the middle of downtown Boise. It is home to over 300 animals and promotes the protection and preservation of the natural world.